This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. 32 miles north of Billings, Montana, a huge proposed data center in Broadview is worrying neighbors. Cassie Solberg, an area rancher, is just one of the residents that opposes a Houston company's plan to build a behemoth 5,000-acre AI data center campus near her rural property. The development, part of a nationwide boom in facilities that can power artificial intelligence, would be the size of about 3,800 football fields. A data center is a warehouse-sized building that holds a sea of computer servers that run day and night, collecting, processing, and storing data for the internet. Giant ones are needed to run AI models that teach computers to think like humans. The chief executive of Quantica Infrastructure, the developer of the Broadview project, has said that the campus could have 12 to 16 buildings, 200,000 to 300,000 square feet each. Data centers need a lot of water, in some cases more water than a small city needs, because the servers create intense heat and require continuous cooling. That could be disastrous for Broadview because the area is dry and water is precious. Many residents struggle already with low water flow. Broadview residents don't do laundry and shower at the same time. Data centers also require a massive amount of electricity. Northwestern Energy, Montana's largest power provider and a monopoly utility that has imposed rate increases on residents several times in recent years, has signed a letter of intent to provide up to 1,000 megawatts to Quantica's Broadview data center, enough to power every home in the state on an average day, and then some. At a meeting of the three-member Broadview City Council, Cassie Solberg's face grew red when Broadview's mayor gruffly turned down her request to host a public forum about the data center. Because the property was outside the town limits, it doesn't affect us, the mayor said. Solberg countered, "It affects your residents." Solberg was one of only two members of the public at a meeting last month, and she asked if anyone on the town council had signed a non-disclosure agreement with the data center developer that would keep them silent about the project. The mayor said the council wasn't obliged to answer the public's questions at town meetings. Another council member, the mayor's sister, said Solberg and other residents had no power over whether the data center would come to Broadview. "You can't stop it," she said. To add insult to injury, the chair of the Billings Chamber of Commerce, Jess Peterson, is also a lobbyist and consultant for the data center company Quantica trying to develop the Broadview project. Seemingly deaf or insensitive to residents' concerns, Peterson said that for anyone who doesn't like the idea of living next to a data center, people should move, saying that there's a county up the road that doesn't have one. Solberg wants questions answered about the 5,000-acre data center, and she is stepping into an increasingly common role for residents in rural communities throughout the U.S. where data centers are planned. The fledgling gadfly taking on big tech, racing against the clock to rouse concerns among neighbors over construction projects so large they have no precedent. Developers and the tech companies behind the quick and quiet proliferation of data centers often respond with little transparency, asking communities to simply trust them while sharing no official plans. Broadview, Montana is a town of about 140 people, and Broadview's not the only site proposed for massive data centers in Montana. There's been a wave of proposed data centers across the state. In the latest discovery about the proposed behemoth data center, Quantica plans to build not one but two new huge natural gas-fired power plants at the Broadview site to generate not just 1,100 megawatts of power for the Broadview campus, but more than 7,000 megawatts of power. That's more power than is generated by the Grand Coulee Dam, the largest power plant in the country. If Quantica uses all of that power in Broadview, the site would be one of the biggest data center campuses in the world. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.